Penguin Random House Audio presents Paper Soldiers, How the Weaponization of the Dollar Changed the World Order by Saleha Mohsin. Read for you by Sunila Nankani. Introduction. It is possible that 5:13 p.m. on Saturday, February 26th, 2022, will one day be seen as the precise moment the ebb of the dollar empire began. While we won't know for decades if the almighty buck's global status as currency supreme is permanently lost, one thing is certain. All empires think they're special, and all empires fall. Right now, the flourishing of American power, and that of its dollar, is dizzying. But are the nation's leaders accelerating its downfall just as the world enters a new age of great power rivalry that is redrawing alliances? Or will the latest threat pass? On that wintry February day in Washington, D.C., the world's most powerful finance minister was staring down historic challenges. In the preceding 48 hours, Russia had instigated the greatest military crisis since World War II. World leaders were faced with a disaster. Global order that had lasted 80 years, built around democracy and economic integration, with the American dollar at the core as the world's reserve asset, was suddenly thrown into chaos. In this tradition, governments wouldn't dream of aiming missiles at each other because of the potential for self-inflicted wounds. The world had become too interconnected for one bruise not to hurt the rest. But Putin had done the unthinkable. The U.S. president, however, had firmly ruled out military action, putting added emphasis on the potency of the next option: economic sanctions. And the strongest weapon sat with Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen. At around 8 a.m., she joined President Joe Biden and senior members of the administration on a secure teleconference line to talk through how to deal with President Vladimir Putin's murderous invasion of Ukraine. Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, recommended that Biden enact what many called the nuclear option in America's economic arsenal, cutting off a central bank from the U.S. dollar. By putting Putin's half-trillion-dollar war chest out of his reach, they would financially excommunicate most of Russia's banking sector from the rest of the world. Biden signaled that he was ready for that extreme step, and then he looked to Yellen. As Secretary of the Treasury and signatory of the U.S. dollar, she would be the one to tell financial markets to dramatically reduce Russia's access to the currency. One update to the website on Treasury.gov's sanctions designation list, and the money managers carefully monitoring that page would know they had to stop trading and dealing with the Russian banks, companies, and individuals that were being financially ostracized. Yellen wasn't immediately convinced that this step was necessary. Bound by an oath taken on her first day in office to serve as the steward of the world's reserve asset, she needed to be acutely focused on the impacts of such a move. For one, she worried that it would turn the dollar into an unequivocal weapon of war. It wouldn't be the first time, but extreme measures against the central bank of a group of 20 nation would dent the dollar's standing as the world's bedrock currency if allied governments could no longer consider the United States a safe place to store assets. The other problem was that the potential economic sanctions package had the makings of a financial carpet bombing. Economic destruction that would ravage the livelihoods of innocent civilians in Russia, the world's 11th largest economy, and inflict certain harm on global financial markets. It would also strain everyday commodities like food and energy around the world. Was this a justified use of power, or an abuse of it? It had taken more than 2 centuries for the United States to ascend to this position of power. Over that period, it went from an experiment in independence, predicted to fail, to a global superpower and bastion of democracy. The story of America's rise and endurance is also the story of the dollar. Nourished in almost ideal conditions, a stable and predictable democracy built on free and fair elections, rule of law, and independent courts, the U.S. currency came to rule the global financial system, magnifying American dominance in commerce and global security. The United States Department of the Treasury is at the very core of this mission. Despite its impressive granite colonnade and neoclassical Greek Revival columns across 2 city blocks, visiting the U.S. Treasury Department's headquarters at 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue is rarely on the bucket list of destinations for tourists who flock to Washington. D.C. gawkers prefer to gather outside its more prestigious neighbor, the White House. But the occupants of both buildings have arguably played an equally central role in creating the American dream. Work hard, and you'll get a better life. Founded in 1789 during the tumultuous years following the Revolutionary War, Treasury took over management of the nation's finances, overseeing the launch of the dollar and stabilizing the country's credit. Its work lubricates the system of free markets and open trade. That system is inextricably linked to democracy. Make it more difficult for Americans to climb the economic ladder, and they start to lose faith in the political system. Undermine democracy, and companies could lose confidence in the United States as a place to do business. It took the global convulsions of World Wars I and II for the dollar to take hold as the world's most important asset, but the consolidation of that power occurred over the past 3 decades. Paper Soldiers is about the dollar's astonishing rise and how it came to be wielded as the United States' most consequential weapon. It also chronicles the unintended and sometimes devastating impact the strong dollar policy had, both inside and outside our borders. This story is best understood through the actions of the dollar's stewards, the individuals who have served as Treasury Secretary amid economic and political turmoil, whose most essential task is to protect and maintain the dollar as a source of influence. These figures include not only Janet Yellen, but Robert Rubin, Hank Paulson, Steve Mnuchin, and the thousands of unsung heroes and heroines at Treasury who spend their careers fortifying the nation's democracy by protecting the global financial system. As a reporter for Bloomberg News, I have conducted hundreds of interviews with the key figures involved, current and former Treasury secretaries, officials from the Federal Reserve, White House, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, and private sector officials, along with current and former foreign diplomats. All of these interviews revealed how Treasury's dollar policy was shaped over the past 30 years. Despite Yellen's hesitations during that urgent teleconference with the White House, the inescapable fact was that Vladimir Putin had launched an assault on global peace and stability, despite Russia's membership in the G20 nations, the International Monetary Fund, and other world coalitions created to prevent just this type of attack. Images of blood-stained faces of women, children, and grandparents piled into underground tunnels to escape the destruction of their homes above, spilled across the world's newspapers and televisions. Within a few hours, Yellen was on board with the White House's plan. After finalizing the next steps and coordinating with allies, that Saturday night, the United States marshaled the power of an integrated global system that it anchored by bringing together 30 countries, representing more than half the world economy, to launch an economic war against Russia, with the dollar as the most severe weapon in the battle to protect the world. Russia's war...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?